I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Tweak This Week. It's week 10. That's why I'm singing. Because holy shit, you've made it this far. Kim's here. She is the manager of the weight loss group. The reason why I keep introducing her every week, because I know many of you have been following along week to week, is we have a lot of people who are not watching all of the segments and keeping up with our guests and our lives in the group. And it's never too late to start doing that. We also have a lot of people just listening to our podcast, people who are unable to get into the weight loss program and support group because it was too late for them. Which reminds me, if you are even considering signing up for our next spring summer program, run, don't walk to the website. Thousands of people miss out. You are such an awesome singer. Well, thank you. That's what I would have been in a different life. I also cannot sing really, but anyway, hi Kim.
Hello Dina, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. My back still hurts. I threw my back out last week. I'm still in a lot of pain, but I'm excited about this conversation today because I'm not the only one dealing with shit along the way. Everyone has their own stuff that they got to work through with this program, the process. What I love about the tweaks each week is they give you something to do. Plus they're super effective and they approach weight loss from a variety of different angles, bring up all the feels and whatnot. So last week was our revamp week. We are doing that tweak this week food plan wise. I know a big part of our conversation today will be back on track. And then I'm really itching to talk about our tweak next week. So where are we at with the tweak this week? Let's start with that.
Well, with the tweak this week, it's actually interesting just going through kind of the comments in the group and hanging out in the group. There's people are really digging into that mind-body connection. So digging in and leveling up, which is exactly what we had hoped they'd be doing this week. Members are noticing the difference. You know, those people that were a little bit afraid of going down to the one snack in the afternoon and how they would spread that out are really feeling the difference of adding that protein and fat to their snacks and switching up what they're eating and how it's affecting their satiety, they're noticing. I think there was a little bit of playing around last week. We had members feeling full and heavy afterwards. And once they figured out, yeah, okay, I need to adjust it. I'm not stopping soon enough. I'm not being mindful. They've made that adjustment. And now they're seeing how it's actually holding them over, like sort of through the afternoon a little bit more into the evening. They're noticing the not as hungry at dinner time. Sort of, what do I do? That thing, which is exactly the hope that we had for this tweak and implementing it, is by this week they sort of catch on to it. So everything's going along great, I think, in the group.
I love that. Drop the mic. We're done.
Yeah. You guys don't need us anymore. Bye.
Well, that's actually what we want. But yeah, okay, what else? Are there still some questions out there from people? Are they
There's definitely the question, I think, is that we're getting is the fat and adding the fats in. I think fats is still a little bit of a touchy subject with some people, maybe because of past diet history. You know, you talked about it a little bit this morning. And I think, you know, just people's comments in the live this morning about going for years with feeling like an avocado was a bad thing to eat, or not being allowed to have cheese on any diet they've done in the past. Mm-hmm. It's going to take more than 1 week of us telling you to bump it up for them to get comfortable with that. But some interesting questions about people incorporating healthy fats. It's almost like I get the sense that they're open to the idea of it, but how do I do it? And they're still not sold on the cheese and, you know, eggs or avocados. They're looking for more things. So this is where you can talk about hemp hearts all you like. You did mention last week you're going to talk about hemp hearts more. But yeah, so people are really looking for digging in. So I think reminding everyone that making your meals nutrient rich post that kind of came out at the beginning of the program is a good one to revisit for things like that, the food plan. And then, as you said, just throwing hemp hearts on everything. So
yeah, there is the grocery list. There is also that proteins, carbs, and fats list that has a pretty extensive, it's not exhaustive, but it's a pretty extensive breakdown of the different kinds of proteins, carbs, and fats that you can incorporate. Then you cross-reference that with the grocery list. And that's, you know, that's bound to give you some ideas. I love the fact that people are getting used to fat. I was talking about that this morning, how the low-fat, no-fat era really messed people up. I think that was sort of the catalyst of making people fat, honestly, when people were just completely restricting keeping fat out of their diet. 40% of your diet should be carbohydrate-based, vegetables, fruits, grains, those types of things. 30% is protein. And then you also need 30% of your diet to come from fat. So if you're not getting enough fat coming in, your body's going to be reluctant to let go of the fat that makes you fat. I also wonder if it's a bit of trust. Like if people feel like, oh, they can just have the nut butter and the cheese and the this and the that, if they don't trust themselves to make sure they're eating it in tune to their body's needs, as opposed to just having it, have at her and eat as much as they want. I wonder if some trust is kind of coming into play here too.
I think so. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. It is a trust, because if you've been restricted on eating things like those nut butters and cheeses that you love, I think for some people, that restrictive eating, the downfall of that is then you can end up overeating it. Like, I'm not allowed to have it. This was my dieting history. I went on restrictive eating diets for, you know, 12 weeks for programs that I did in the past. And then as soon as that program was over, it was like, oh, I can have nut butter, I can have chocolate, I can have chips. And I would go back and eat all of the things that I wasn't allowed to have while I was on that diet. So I think in the past, I was never taught how to enjoy these things as part of a nutrient-rich diet and balancing. And you've said it in the past, if you think you're eating too much cheese, you might be. That doesn't mean you are. It just means you really need to look into, like, are you adding cheese to everything just for the sake of adding it? Does it fit in? I tend to find, like, I know for me, cheese is an easy one because you cut off a couple slices, you throw it on your plate with any of your snacks and it's easy. But we're not about doing what's easy around here all the time. If you're going to make lifelong change, you need to kind of dig into, is this the best choice? And I think that's where, like you said, the grocery list and the proteins and stuff, like we've got lots of people commenting, they started throwing hemp hearts on anything when their three-year-old was starting solid foods. And so, you know, there's things like that. You want to throw like hemp hearts on stuff. I throw hemp hearts in my soup, pumpkin seeds. We have jars in the kitchen that keep like all of these healthy fats, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp hearts. And I just grab one. And sometimes it's just a matter of like sprinkling it across my meal just to kind of get it in. But yeah, just, I think switching up, I think it is a trust thing. I think you're right. People have, they don't trust that they can make the smart choices. And I think we'll kind of get into that conversation when we talk about personalizing the food plan, which is our next.
Yeah. It's hard not to say trust yourself without using words like moderate, control, and all of that. So, you know, of that 30% fat that I was talking about, there are different kinds of fats that your body needs, the monounsaturated, unsaturated, polys, whatever. So basically, you know, there's your saturated fats. So those are your meats, your butters, you know, butter or nut butter, oils, that type of thing. And then there's like your omega-3s, right? Like that, well, meat and dairy usually is your saturated fat. And then there's your omega-3s, and then, which is your fish, really. And there are some other sources, but mainly fish. And then there's your nuts and seeds and avocados and all of those. And so it's really about getting the right mix. You need saturated fat is okay fat as long as you have enough of the good fats. And so it's about making sure you get the right amount of fat. And omega-6s are healthy too, but you don't want too many omega-6s like the nuts and seeds or avocados if you're not getting enough of the omega-3s. And it's hard to get enough omega-3s if you're not eating a lot of fish, which is why we suggest an omega-3 supplements, right? So if you are eating a lot of cheese and dairy, you should also be taking an omega-3 supplement and then also trying to get in other sources like your nuts and seeds, which are given on the food plan anyway, and things like avocados and you know, whatnot. So it's just kind of like, but with that said, it makes it sound so complex, but it's really not. Just don't be getting all of your fat from cheese and dairy and meat. You want to incorporate other sources, right? Back to the trust thing. Yeah. So that's going to really factor into, especially our tweak next week, where it's perceived that you're just doing your own thing. And it's actually the opposite. It's actually doing all of the things. So I want to get talking about that. But I do want to make sure people are not just clear on the revamp this week, but also on Back on Track that we introduced, because Back on Track is a technique that you're going to implement whenever you go off the rails or find yourself indulging to the point that you really feel it. Because you can indulge and feel fine the next day, and which you don't need to implement Back on Track. This is more going away for a week on holidays. You come back, you feel bloated, you feel tired. You're like, ah, or you go away for the weekend and you come back and you know you've done a number on yourself. Like you can feel it. You feel like garbage. You're just like, bleh. You know, and you need to help your body recover from that and get back on track. Just kind of like if you drank too much and you had a hangover, there are certain things you can do to help your body get over that hangover. It's also more importantly going to be used when you are in maintenance. Yes, while solidifying your weight, you definitely want to minimize. While you're trying to lose your weight and in that second stage solidifying your weight, you want to minimize the number of times you need to go back on track, but it is there if you need it. But then more so once you're in full-blown maintenance or live in the Livy way, whenever you find yourself indulging, you're just going to implement a couple days of Back on Track, get back to feeling your best, and then get back to wake up, look good, feel good, go about your day, and be in tune to making good choices. So it's important, not just while you're losing weight, but more so when you've done losing your weight and you are living your life, maintaining your weight. So we want to make sure people are super clear on it. Are they picking it up? Are they understanding? What are some of the questions that they have?
Yeah, I think they're picking it up. They're understanding. I think when to use it is one of the questions. You know, we still have the odd person that's asking, you know, I went out for dinner last night and ate my face off. Should I do Back on Track today or just keep going? When it's that one off meal or you had a few bits and bites or something, that's a different scenario than like what you said. It's like you feel it. You might feel it after one meal a little bit the next morning. We're like, oh, I need to up my water and my leafy greens today, but it is definitely a feeling. And I don't know, this is something that might be, it's a different question from people who have gone off the rails throughout the program already or in moments versus people that have been really those A types that have been really sticking to the plan and not veering off. I think we're getting different questions from both of them, and we'll continue. The people that have gone off the rails, they've gone off the rails for a weekend because they went away, enjoyed their time, and then got back on Monday and started following the food plan again when they arrived home. And like, wow, like a couple of days later, my weight was back down. I started feeling good again. Those people sort of know because they've experienced it when they've gone off the rails on the, you know, on a weekend or a couple of days, or they went away on vacation and came back and picked up where they left off. Back on Track, because it is the original food plan, in the past, that is exactly where you left off at that point. Now that we've revamped the food plan, Back on Track has a new meaning because it goes back to the original food plan. So that's sort of the difference between what you were doing prior to this week and now, is that we have a name for it now because we've now moved away from that original food plan for the time being. So I think that's a little bit of a difference. People that haven't gone off the rails don't they tend to have more questions because the A-type personalities seem to be a lot about the scale and that number on the scale. And that's one of the other questions that we have about it is, do I just keep doing back on track until my scale goes down to my lowest low? And, you know, that's always, it's always an interesting conversation because sometimes your scale will go down to your lowest low when you're on it, but sometimes it's going to be up for all of the other reasons. Your scale could be up. So we don't want to set the timeline on it as a number on the scale.
Yeah. It's back on track is not meant to manage the number on the scale. Back on track is all about how you feel. So first of all, let's say you've lost your weight. You've been maintaining your weight. You go away on a holiday. You trash yourself, have the best time. You come back. You just feel like, oh my gosh, you feel bloated. If you got on the scale, your weight's up. You don't even need to get on the scale because you already know how you feel. This is like that routine that your body is craving. You know, when you're out on a vacation, you trash yourself, you're away and you're like, oh, I just can't wait to get back, sleep in my own bed, eat some normal food. Like that's your body craving that sense of routine. And so that's where that food plan comes in real handy, because the same reasons why it's effective with weight loss, it's effective for stimulating your digestive system. At this point, it can calm your body down. It's very effective for helping your body get back to feeling really good. It's back on track, but back to feeling your best, really. And so you're not doing it to get the number on the scale back down, although that's what's going to happen, right? Now, when you're trying to lose weight, you're not using it as a weight management tool. If you did indulge, you feel crappy, you want to implement back on track to help your body calm down so you can get back to focusing on moving the dial on that scale. So the tweaks that we're implementing each week are way more effective than just back on track. And so it's not about, well, my weight's up today, so should I use back on track? No. And this is why we have a lot of people at this point who will indulge on the weekend and then they'll see the scale down on Monday. They're like, oh my God, I ate my face off this weekend. I lost weight. And so that's because the momentum is really strong with where people are at in the program. But yeah, it's not really about, back on track isn't about your weight. It's about how you feel. And so you want to do as many days as back on track as you need to feel like, okay, I feel much better. I got a handle on this. Now I can get back to focusing on fat loss, because otherwise it's just chaotic. Now you don't have to do back on track. You could trash yourself tonight or over the next couple of days and then get back to doing the revamp. It's just going to be a really stark contrast. And, you know, it's going from like chaos into like, which you can do that. But I find it's much easier for people to have a gentle transition to get back to feeling better and then specifically focus on, okay, let's move forward and focus on the scale moving. Because people will trash themselves, feel like garbage, and then expect the scale to move the next day. Why isn't the scale moving? Oh my God. You know, well, because your body's stressed out. You just put it through the ringer. You feel like garbage. That's not exactly when the body's going to be looking to drop fat. So you got to help the body calm down from that. And then you can start focusing on moving the dial on the scale. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And at this point, we've been doing that sort of basic food plan for so long that is that calm place for your body.
That's it.
And I think I know a couple of people have been like, how do you know when you need to go back on track? And I think those signs are going to be different for everyone. Things like your bowel movements change. Like you can tell when you're backed up and when you need to go. Sometimes just a day of going back on track, even if you went on vacation and you ate your face off for a week, sometimes your body might just need one day to kind of, and you'll feel it. Other times you might need 3 days after a couple. It depends on where your body sort of is in that moment. All the things like, are you sleep deprived? Do you have stress going on? How were you eating foods that maybe cause inflammation in your body or you know will cause you to be constipated? Things like that, like what you chose to eat when you went off the rails for those days might have an impact on how long it takes to get through your system. And your own digestive system is also going to impact that. So it's really hard to say that day, but in general, we usually say, you know, 1 to 3 days are what you can expect, but everybody is a little bit different. Sometimes 2 days, like it's
like vacations, right? So if you go away on vacation for like 2 weeks and you go where you're flying someone far, far, far away, you're eating on a completely different schedule, right? You come back, your weight is up, your sleep is off, your whole circadian rhythm's a mess. This is where a back on track would be really effective, and that you might need to do a whole week of back on track, right? If you've been away for 2 weeks. Yeah. But usually it's like 1 to 3 days is enough. Like after about 3 days, you start to be like, okay, I feel amazing. Like I'm back at it. I got this. You're going to know. You're like, okay, I'm back. I got this. I feel physically, mentally ready to get back to focusing on losing the weight. Or if you're in maintenance, you're like, whew, okay, I feel back. I'm good. Oh my gosh. All right. That was fun. Right back to just my daily routine.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I do want to get a comment here because I do want to talk about the tweak next week. But good morning, Gina. Just curious if you can over-exercise and could you hinder your weight loss on the scale? I notice that when I do more exercise, my weight goes up. Should I just back off and just do walks? Confused. Okay, so again, because you're going by the scale. If you work out and you cause damage to your muscles, so I'm doing a bicep curl, I'm overloading my muscle so that it rips and tears. And then how my muscle gets stronger, or how I build muscle, is my body works hard to repair and rebuild the damage that I've done. And so when your muscle is torn, it'll be inflamed, it'll be sore, and your body will retain water to help to and put all of its focus into repairing and rebuilding. You've caused damage. Now your body puts all your focus into repairing and rebuilding. Now, people will say, when you cause that damage, your body's working extra hard to repair and rebuild it. So that can help boost your metabolism. When you build muscle up in your body's working extra hard just on a daily basis. You're burning more calories at rest if you have more muscle mass, if you have more muscle than fat, because it takes a lot for your body to move a bunch of muscle around. So you're burning more calories at rest. So your metabolism is higher. So that's the benefit of that. Now we've also known that doing any kind of resistance training is really important, especially if you have any history of dieting, because there's a difference between fat loss and weight loss, right? So weight loss is starving, depriving yourself. Yes, you're losing fat, you're also losing muscle, and you're also losing water weight. But the Libby method, we're trying to maintain that muscle mass by giving our body what it needs, not starving and not depriving ourselves, right? So there is absolutely a benefit to exercise. Now, overtraining would be when you're exercising every single day and not giving your body time to repair and rebuild. So rest is really important when it comes to working out. Now, you could work out every single day and then take 3 or 4 days off and then work out for 7 days in a row again. Or you can do 1 day workout, next day rest, 1 day workout, next day rest. Or you could work upper body 1 day, lower body the next day, core exercises the third day, and then put that on a repeat. So there's different ways that you can exercise every day without overtraining and taxing your body. Now, what you're talking about is the scale. So obviously when you're causing damage, your weight is going to go up, but it's not real weight gain and it's not going to stop your body from focusing on fat loss, right? So I get the confusion because you're basing it on the scale. And so, yeah, you'll have a lot of fluctuations on the scale whenever you're working out because the body's just retaining water and your muscles are inflamed. So what was the question? Should I back off and just do walks? I think there's a massive, huge benefit to resistance training, especially if you are older and you think hormonal issues are at play, especially when it comes to strength and having your body be strong, especially when it comes to increasing or maintaining your muscle mass, which is so important in the long game. And so this is when it comes to your scale, you want to look for the downward trend. So while you're working out, you might see some ups and some downs and ups and downs, but you still, like, they're two totally different things, right? And so your body will either make change or it'll drop fat. So this is sort of like how you get to have the best of both worlds is if you are working out, make sure you're giving your body time to also rest in between. So it doesn't have to, you're taking it all or nothing. Should I do it or not do it? When there is some middle ground there where you can work out, but make sure you're giving your body the rest that it needs to be able to focus on fat loss as well. So I thought that was important. Okay. Okay, back to you.
A couple people asking about back on track. There was a post on Monday, Let's Talk Back on Track, that really breaks it down. It's also in the week 10 guidelines. So you can use your app to kind of get to that information. But we did have a member asking us to compare where we are in the food plan now with back on track. So back on track would be the original food plan where you start your protein breakfast, you have your fruit snack on its own in the morning, you have your lunch, which is veggie rich, you have your raw vegetable snack, then your nut snack, and then you have your protein rich dinner.
Yeah, basically what you have been doing for the first 9 weeks of the program.
Yeah.
So you'll notice the first 9 weeks of the program, nothing changed in terms of what you were eating and the order that you were eating it. We just changed our approach. Right. So we focused on those maximizing our efforts while we were following the food plan. We focused on eating to satisfaction while following the same food plan, downsizing while following the food plan, feeding the metabolism while following the food plan. So week 9 is the first time we've made any adjustments to it, right? Which is now you can add a protein and fat to your morning fruit snack. The star of the meal for lunch and dinner changes, and you are now down to one afternoon snack instead of two. Right? So the basic food plan is the basic food plan. If you go back and watch the very first food plan video, that's the basic food plan. So it's really about how we're making the changes moving forward. So basic food plan is what you followed for the first 9 weeks of the program. Right? So you can go back and look at that food plan video and listen to that. I do want to though, Kim, and I'm sure you have this on the topic to talk about, back on track is not just following the food plan.
Yes. Back on track is doing all of the things to get your body feeling back. It is maximizing. It's making sure you're getting your sleep, you're moving your body, you're upping those leafy greens, you're in, you know, staying on top of your water. I think for me, the back on track personally is what I need. The water is what I need when I've gone off the rails, because that's the first thing that I drop. So it's really taking all of those maximizing things and looking into what it is that you need to be doing in order to feel like you are back on track. And at this point, we're in week 10 of the program. You know what makes you feel good and you know what doesn't make you feel good. And it is getting back to that. It's getting really, you said something earlier that really tweaked for me. It's the mindset of being back on track, getting your mind back on track and focusing. And that's a big part of it. It's not, you know, as you guys have probably realized now, week 10 of the program, it's more than just the food we're putting in our bodies with this program. There's so much more to it. And that is with back on track. It's really getting your head back in the game because you lost focus for a few days while you were doing that and getting your mind to that calm place where it knows what it's doing. It's getting back into the routine and it's ready to take on the rest of your weight loss journey.
Yeah. So I can tell in the comments, right? So some of you might have missed the back on track. So back on track was part of the week 10 guidelines. That's why it's really important, especially if you're new to the program, that you read those guidelines, read them again, read them again, read them again, read them again. And just because we're repeating a tweak doesn't mean there isn't something to learn about the next week's guidelines. So yeah, we did the revamp in week 9, but the week 10 talked about the revamp, did a refresher of that, but we also talked about week 10. So this information was introduced week 10 guidelines, but also on Monday, we did a separate post about back on track. So if you feel like you missed it or you're listening to us now and you're like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? That's where you're going to be able to find that information. So just search up Back on Track in the Amazing Living Method app. All the information that you need to know will pop up. Then I suggest you read it over and then rewatch this conversation so you're super clear on it. Okay, let's get into our tweak next week. I love this tweak, but it freaks people out. Like, it freaks people out. I know that's not really setting it up really well, is it?
Yeah. Thanks, Gina.
It's amazing anyone even signs up for this program. Honest to gosh.
I feel like this is like, you know, when I think my kids are in high school and they do their capstone projects where they do those interviews, right? And they've worked for 3 years on these little classes that they've put everything together. And then all of a sudden they get to present this, you know, presentation about what they want to do. And it's really everything that they've learned up into that point that they're presenting. And that's what I think of the next week's tweak. Personalizing the plan is really like, this is a chance for you to really shine and show off all of the things that you've learned throughout the program and be really proud of the tools that you've added to your tool belt. So I also agree, this is a very exciting time in the program, but scary because people need to trust themselves. And that's something I think other diets have not really worked on with people in the past. So that's an issue, I think.
Yeah. Like, we're like the mama birds being like, you know how to do this. You got this. But I understand there's hesitation. So here's what you need to know is it's only for 2 weeks, right? Or, you know, if you can carry it in between, if you sign up for the spring summer program, okay, maybe you're doing it for 4 weeks. So you want to be super clear on what you need to do. And then if you sign up for a spring summer program, you'll reset beginning to an end, but eventually you're going to need to master personalizing the plan because it's going to come into play in the third stage of finding and forever. So the Living Method is 4 stages, lose your weight, solidify your weight. Now you can solidify your weight by redoing another round of the program for the sake of solidifying your weight. So we have a lot of people in maintenance doing that. You also have the option of solidifying your weight using personalizing the plan. But by the time you get to the third stage of maintenance, which is testing the waters, getting to understand what maintenance looks like and feels like to you, and through the 4th stage of just go live your life. These are the principles of personalizing the plan. So this is kind of dipping your toe in the water. So super effective for weight loss, right? It's like kicking everything up to the next level. It is very much doing all of the things. So a lot of times people perceive, well, oh my God, I'm just doing my own thing. I feel like I'm left to do it all by myself. It's actually the exact opposite of that. Now, we're not going to get too much into it, but it's checking in at every single meal and snack time and assessing if you're hungry, if you could eat, or you should eat. So for example, wake up for breakfast. Am I hungry? Right? Yes, I'm hungry. What am I going to eat? Obviously, going high protein is the best option for you. Obviously, you're still going to be mindful about portions, asking those 4 questions. Right? So nothing changes there. If you're going to have breakfast, high protein is the way to go. Now you can also still choose to skip breakfast, although it's always going to be beneficial to break the fast and start with your day with breakfast. So, okay, yes, I'm hungry. This is what I'm going to have. I'm going to be, you know, asking the 4 questions and being in tune with my portions. And then snack time. I'm checking in at snack time, right? Am I hungry? No, I'm not really hungry. Could I eat? Yeah, I could eat. So maybe have a few token bites. Again, you can have fruit at that snack. If you're going to have fruit, what we learned is it's good to pair it with a protein and fat, or you can have something completely different, like what you ate in week 9, right? And then there's lunch. Check in at lunch. Am I hungry? No, I'm not. Could I eat? No, I'm not really hungry at all. Should I eat? Well, if I skip breakfast and I skip my morning snack and it's going to be 4.5 hours I've gone without eating or since I ate last, then I should probably eat something for lunch. But in this case, I had breakfast, I had a snack. I'm not really all that hungry for lunch, so I'm going to skip it. Like, yeah, you can skip lunch if you're not hungry for it. Checking in at first afternoon snack. Am I hungry? Right? Yes, no. Could eat, should eat. So that's what you're going to do. And every day will look different. One day you will have breakfast, skip morning snack, have lunch, have first snack, skip second snack, have dinner. The next day, you're having breakfast, you're having snack, you're skipping lunch, you're having the next afternoon snack, and dinner. Maybe the next day, you skip breakfast, you have morning snack, you have lunch, you have your next snack, you skip your next snack, right? And then you have dinner. Or maybe you end up skipping dinner. So this is going to take it to the next level and help you go in tune with your changing hunger levels each day. But the only thing really that changes is you don't have to force yourself to eat those token amounts if you're not hungry, as long as you are not letting 3.5 hours go by without eating. So that was a lot, right? So that was a lot.
It sounds like a lot, but it's not.
It sounds like a lot, but it's not. And that's why I said, really, the only thing changes from this week to next week is that you no longer have to force yourself to eat if you're not hungry, unless you're going to go longer than 3.5 hours without eating.
Yeah, I think the big thing to keep in mind when we start this tweak on Monday is personalizing the food plan is not going off plan.
Yes.
It's not, you're not all of a sudden letting in all of the bits and bytes and living your life like you did prior to starting the program. You're literally taking everything you learned along the way and implementing it and really using app like this week, leveling up your mind-body connection, getting really in tune with your body, what your body needs and what your body wants in the moment. And you'll find out that quickly that your body wants what it needs. Not, it doesn't want potato chips in general. Your body's never going to ask. You might want them in your head, but it knowing how you feel when you eat them and digging into that is going to give you a sense of what you want. I love when you get to this point in the program, because you can literally at your fruit snack, look at all of the fruit in your fridge and be like, oh, do I feel like pineapple? Do I feel like grapes? Do I feel like an apple? And every day your body's going to tell you something different based on how it's feeling. And that relationship that you've built over the last 10 weeks with yourself is, this is where you start to trust it, because your body knows you're listening to it.
Yeah. And it's only for 2 weeks. It's only for 2 weeks. Let's just embrace it next week. Give it a go. Ask all the questions that you need. We're going to make sure by the end of the program, you are feeling super confident in next steps. There's a plan for you moving forward. This tweak coming next week is no different than any other tweak that came before it. You might be nervous about the change, but you're going to do great. We're going to be here to support you. We're going to, of course, be here to talk about the tweak next week. I think it's a very exciting tweak because you get to practice everything that you've done. And that's why this week is not just the revamp, but it's about leveling up your mind-body connection. Week by week by week by week, day after day after day after day, you've been strengthening that mind-body connection. You know what your body needs. You know how your body's responding to certain choices that you're making. You know what works well for you. You know what doesn't. And again, at the end of the day, this is not you doing your own thing or not you figuring it out on your own. There's a lot of structure provided with the tweak next week where it's very much contained. It's very much contained. So you can't use it as an excuse to do whatever the fuck you want. Let me just say that. Because people are like, well, I went and ate this and I ate that because I felt like there was no structure. You cannot use that because it's literally all of the structure. All of the structure.
All of the things. Yes.
Okay.
I'm excited for everybody to get into it.
Happy you said this. I've never not wanted a snack or a meal in the 2 years that I've been successfully doing the program. Now, you may find that you are eating every single meal and snack. You might find that personalizing the plan looks exactly like what you have been doing. And that makes sense because there's a rhyme and a reason to what you've been doing up until this point. It's just then that's where you want to take a look of not being robotic about it. You don't want to be robotic about it. You want to take it to the next level and actually be in tune. Am I hungry and need to eat? Or is it just that I could eat? Like, am I sitting down to my lunch every day and I'm hungry, but not really hungry, where I could probably just eat a few token bites and be fine, but I'm just so used to eating a big lunch that I end up eating the whole thing anyway. So that's where we're really, you know, taking a look at each day and really be in tune to the fact that your needs change. One day you might need all your meals and snacks, and the next day you're not hungry at all. And so in that case, you no longer have to force yourself to eat if you're no longer hungry. Unless you're running the risk of going longer than 3.5 hours, 4 hours without eating. Okay. Maybe about cover it?
I think so. I think the only other thing I would say is this is not the time to drop the ball on the steps of mindful eating when you're looking at your portions too for personalizing the plan with this tweak. This, you know, you're being in tune with what you want. I think sometimes we can get hyper-focused on that and forget about how much we want and how much we need at the moment. So you still want to be checking in with yourself while you're eating too and making sure that you're not kind of overeating and getting stuffed, to your point.
Great point. Such a great point. Such a great point. Okay. Amazing. Well, thank you. And thank to everyone who's joining us live. Thanks for everyone with their questions. We really are here for you, right? This is what these, I love these tweak this week. Is this the first time we've done them? Is this the first group?
Or did we did them last in the fall. Yeah.
Did them in the fall too.
That was the first time. Yeah.
We're just getting better at doing them, I guess. I love this because I'm a big fan of this deeper level of understanding, making sure you're understanding not only what you need to do, but why you are doing it. I find is really great with making the connections and long lasting change. Because really that's what we're, I mean, especially when it comes to your mind body connection. So thanks for joining us. Thanks, Kim. I'm looking forward. You guys already know I'm looking forward to the tweak. Every tweak is my favorite week.
You do say
21
that a lot.
Groups later, it hasn't changed.
It's okay. You're sharing your favorites with everyone. That
it reminds me, Tony and I play this game of like your favorite part. And so when we first started dating, it's like, what was your favorite part of the day? Or on vacation, what was your favorite part? And I would start literally from the beginning and I would pick all the things. He's like, you can't do that. He's like, your favorite means like the one that you like the most. And I'd be like, I can't pick. So I've always been like that with everything. The Living Method is amazing. That's one thing I'm realizing, you know, as time goes on. It's just so multi-leveled and it's truly amazing. I hope that you are enjoying it. If you're following along, whether it's your first group or your 15th group or more, thanks for joining us today. Okay, now I'm just procrastinating. Have an amazing day, everyone. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.